I'm Dave Wingert, really enjoying my visit with Josh Groban. Well, you sound happy and healthy, Josh.
I'm happy and healthy. Yeah, there was a time where I was happy but not healthy because I had terrible, terrible tonsils.
Oh, that's right. You had your tonsils out the last
couple
months.
I had my tonsils out. They were driving me nuts. I was on Oprah, and I had to sing To Where You Are, which is a pretty difficult song, and it was with tonsillitis and strep throat at the exact same time. And I was backstage. I wasn't able to speak a word, and I had to, I don't know, something happened. I was able to get out on stage and talk to her and sing the song, but as soon as I stepped off the stage again, it was, thank you, Oprah, you know, so it was difficult. And my doctor said, you got to get those out. So as soon as I got them out, I just started feeling healthier, and I was singing better, and it was the best thing I ever did.
That's what your agent told me, that your voice came back even stronger.
It was, because I didn't have these useless, you know, things in the back of my throat that were causing me to tighten up and get sick and get, you know, singing to hurt, and you know, it was just bad all around. So when I got them out, it was, one, mentally a weight off my shoulder. I knew that when I flew, I wouldn't have to land with a sore throat,
mm-hmm.
and two, just it's more open. I'm able to sing better.
Well, and we all want to hear you sing more and more.
Thanks.
There was one article here. It says Josh Groban has a Las Vegas dream. It quoted you saying, "My dream is to have my song in a fountain." Would you please explain that?
Oh, infamous Entertainment Weekly. They are, yeah. That was I think I said that. I had a lot of espresso during that interview. So I could have said a lot of things. Thank God that's all they printed. You know, I think I was just going on about this fountain that's outside of the Bellagio Hotel. There's something very powerful about you know, not being able to sleep because you hear Pavarotti singing his music right down in front of thousands of people in the fountain there. So,
yeah. And you want to be one of those.
I would love to have a fountain choreographed, so to speak, to one of my songs. I think that would be just a beautiful thing to, you know, that'd be awesome to bring a girlfriend and just be like, oh, look, honey, a fountain. Oh, what's this? You know, so that'd be cool.
Yeah, it's a visual.
It's a visual. Let's watch the fountain for a little bit. Why are we here so long? Let's watch it a little more. Oh, hey, it's my song.